We're joined by Justin Tu today, Executive Chairman of Ferrum Crescent Limited. Justin, how are you doing?
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm very well. How are you?
No, very good. Thanks for joining us, especially on your Wi-Fi Skype. Just your announcements. Your announcements on Friday, your two RNSs?
Yes, please. Yes. The first was a standard quarterly report with cash flow statements in, and that's actually due at the end of the month, but we thought that it was a good idea to put that out early. And the other was an extension of our option with regard to us acquiring the zinc project in Spain. The company that we intend to buy is called Goldquest Iberica, and we had a 6-month option struck back in February. And we just wanted to give ourselves a little bit more room to complete the terms to our entire satisfaction. And, we got a free, a nil cost extension from the seller in that regard. But I would stress that even though it's frustrating not to be able to conclude things, that this sort of thing, particularly, I have to say, when dealing with complex multinational deals, and Spain is one of those places which is famous for having these kind of delays in closure, just from a legal viewpoint. And as it happens, we were backing against a calendar in Spain whereby all of their companies were due for an audit by the end of this month. So we got a few processes have just overrun our original timetable, but it's still absolutely the case that this deal is going to happen, and that's why we made this announcement. If we thought the deal wasn't happening, we'd be making a very different sort of announcement. So this announcement should, if anything, give people confidence in our intentions. The seller wants to sell it. I'm the buyer. I want to buy it. The money has been put aside and is there to complete the transaction, and the price is agreed. So what we're really talking about is just crossing a few T's and dotting a few I's to make absolutely sure, for the sake of the company and its shareholders, that we've got the very best deal structure. And I'm very confident that we'll get it done within the next few weeks.
No, that'd be great, because I watched how the markets reacted on Friday. And I would say it was a little bit over the top, to be honest.
Yes, I agree. I think that we're still an extremely cheap company for what we've got and what we're doing. But our share price does have some volatility about it. We do have a lot of followers now, and sometimes followers in small cap companies like to trade the stories on the face value of them, rather than the underlying value therein, and that's fine, that's their prerogative. In the 4 months since I've been at the helm of this company, we've got a decent trend, we've addressed a lot of issues, and we can cover those off as you wish. But I do think that we're still extremely cheap, and that any discount that's now in the price as a result of this extension of the option would be a very good opportunity for people on that basis.
I've got to say, you must be happy that you picked zinc at this moment in time in the market.
Yes, that's exactly key to the story and the strategy, which, you know, I picked up when I came in as a non-executive director, and I'm extremely happy that we made the right call there and we've got the right target. We're going to complete on it, and I think that zinc is going to remain a very interesting story for several years to come, and we're going to be very well positioned in that subsector.
So obviously FCR and Crescent, you guys are pushing forward to sign the Spain deal. I've got to pick up on the moonlights, your quarterlies.
Sure.
That were out for the moonlights on Friday. Everybody looks at the Moonlight Project in South Africa.
Yes, I mean, Ferrum's lead project is the iron ore Moonlight Project in South Africa. We have a mining right there. It's a well-known deposit. It has a very good metallurgy and geology to it. We've got the mining right in good order. We have been having a lot of interesting conversations over the course of the last couple of months since you and I last spoke, which I think was in early May. And we've announced a couple of things that we can announce. There are always conversations going on with companies and partners, not least of which is our named financing partner, Ovation or BDI, which is a local Black Economic Empowerment qualified investment company. And we've looked at a couple of other processes which could rationalize value from the Moonlight project. And as I said, when I was doing these discussions back in April and May, I wanted to find some competitive tension out there so that we can really shore up what I think is the innate value within that project. And I can tell you, Alex, that we have found success in that strategy, and we are now having conversations with multiple parties. And I'm very confident that the Moonlight is a beautiful project. Iron ore is having another tick up at the moment, and that shareholders should realise that what we've got there is worth a good deal to the company, and it's not really in our share price.
Yeah, definitely today. It's by the way, it's just great to catch up with you because there's so much noise goes about, and me and you, we've talked on and off quite a bit, and I don't see any changes. There's no changes. Like you say, there's a 1 month extension on the Spain option, and the deal's going ahead. So I just don't understand the market, to say the least.
Okay, well let me put it like this: the way the option is structured, I can exercise that option and buy that company when I want, obviously with my board's approval. But the power lies entirely with us in that regard. It's up to me. If I'd wanted to exercise that option on Friday or the previous Friday, or frankly 4 months ago, I could have done that. What we're actually doing is a process to make sure that the actual sale and purchase agreement has got all of the right clauses, etc., and also that some of the history around that company and around the relationships to do with previous owners like Lundin Mining Corporation, etc., is sorted out absolutely and to the company's satisfaction, so that when we take over, we have a clear run at it, and we can all the more swiftly elevate and kind of illuminate the value that we see in particularly on the principal Terral asset.
Yeah, I pick up what you're saying, because basically you're saying you're getting the correct and the best terms and place in the final purchase. So it's for you guys. So it's all positive stuff.
Nobody is stopping us from exercising that option. As I said, both sides want it to happen. The money is there. The price is set. It's really just a complex administrative process. The seller is actually headed to Spain at this very minute to tackle some of these administrative issues. We've now learnt a good deal more as a part of the whole 6 month process about the operating environment and about the options and the viable pathways that we have to take this forward. So it has been a very informative and a very busy process. And as I said, this delay, very common in these kinds of deals, and should only really be giving comfort to people that we're working in the deal's best interest and in the shareholders' best interest as well.
Justin, thank you very much for giving this exclusive to LSE Share Talk, and hopefully I can catch up with you in the near future.
I would like that very much. Thank you, Alex.
All right, thank you. Thanks very much, Justin, for giving us your time.
Bye-bye.